Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, and Deborah certainly has done a great deal of fundamental work in trying to expose of the sinister forces working within our society, intent upon destroying of the very essence of the land of the free and the home of the brave. There is an organized effort, first of all, a small group of very wealthy people want to create a world government and are using the financial and military power of the United States to establish this one world government under their control. Ray Goldwater talked about this in his book with No Apologies. If you haven't read it, it was written in 1979. You can get used copies through my ministry, and certainly on page 280, he talked about how the Trilateral Commission, their goal was to bring about a control and to gain control of the economic and political power throughout the world by first seizing the political government of the United States. To bring about this world economic and political control by first seizing the political government of the United States. And then he tells how they were in the process of doing it. This was 1979. Well, they have accomplished it, basically. Between 1977 and 2008, every president and or vice president of the United States came from the membership rolls of the Trilateral Commission, never more than 87 members of the North American chapter, and that includes both Canada and Mexico. They control our government. They control the Obama administration. They control Romney. They control both political parties and make mockery of representative government. And their ultimate goal is the destruction of countless billions of people because they believe there are too many people in the world. And they don't know we need that many people to serve them and carry out their goal of world government. And if you doubt this, certainly read David Rockefeller's memoirs, page 405. All of these are available through my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. Because on page 405, David Rockefeller admits that he is part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring, and that's his word, not with me, conspiring with others to bring about a more global economic and political system, one world, if you will. His words, not mine. Deborah, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan, for having me on today. I would like to kind of kick off where you've just had your discussion. And there's an amazing quote by JFK just shortly before he was assassinated. And he says, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, and scientific political operations. And to that end, I know that we're going to spend quite a bit of our time today, Dr. Stan, on discussing this NASA future warfare document that has come to light. And I also at this moment want to quote the solution, because we're going to be talking about basically that we are at war, and America, of course, is rushing towards total annihilation. And so what people need to understand, and this is a quote from Samuel Adams, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debunked of their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders." And I point this out because in the end, it's going to matter how we conduct ourselves, and we always have to have right conduct. And we also, at this point in time, must educate as many people as we possibly can to the dark forces that are fast approaching us. And they're doing this right now in many, many ways. They are attaching smart meters on our homes. Those are meters that are replacing our conventional meters for not only electricity, water, and gas, but eventually RFID chipped appliances will be required in all of our homes. This is for complete and absolute surveillance and total enslavement of us. And this is a planned poisoning with radiation in each of our homes. So first, I'd like to start out by warning everybody. They know what they're doing with these frequencies. You can go on to our website, stopthecrime.net, and you can take a look at the military document from Fort Meade. It's an Army document. It's only about 20-some-odd pages, and it will tell you that they're targeting people with frequencies and radiation, and this is the new weapon. And I cannot stress the variety of planned assaults upon the global citizenry. And this is happening now, and it's being amplified, not only through the smart meter with the frequencies, but also with the cell phone towers and the antennas. They are weaponized. They're targeting us with radio and microwave technologies that will damage the entire population. You can
now let me just briefly comment. It's so hard for people to believe that cell phones could be harmful, and yet, of course, there are all sorts of scientific studies that show that. You're not going to read about them in the controlled media. But Sydney, I have a very close friend, attended the University of Washington, and apparently scientists working at the University of Washington had found out, Sydney, this was many years ago before cell phones were widely used, that, of course, cell phones increase the incidence of cancer, specifically cancer of the brain in small children and other cancers, and they were going to publish some articles on this in the scientific literature, and they were frankly threatened and told that the government, the federal government, would cut off all funding to the University of Washington for scientific research if they dared to publish scientific facts that were critical of cell phones. Well, the University of Washington, whoever was running the organization, actually had integrity, and they published it. We'll tell you when we get back.
Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins reminds everyone there tends to be a severe blood supply shortage at this time of year. Roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Give the gift of blood. This message from Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins in Fort Collins. For information, call 970-988-0563. That's 970-988-0563. Or visit online at fortnet.org/SIFC. That's fortnet.org/SIFC. IFC.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we were just talking about these cell phones. Basically, of course, the University of Washington actually published the articles. They put the article telling just you what I've just told you into their alumni bulletin, and my friend actually gave me a copy of the alumni bulletin. Now, you're not going to hear this sort of thing, but studies have been done, for instance, on the sperm count of men who carry a cell phone on their belt. You know, they want to have the cell phone with them all the time, and the sperm count falls about 50%. If it does that, think what it does to your other tissues. We're not talking about something imaginary. And then if you're close to a cell phone tower, you get a phenomenal amount of radiation. Smartphones give you radiation. Pardon me, smart meters give you radiation in your home. But it's not just the smart meter, it's the smart appliances. And as of this year, why, of course, appliances that are sold have RFID chips in them so that they can communicate with your smart meter in your home, and that will communicate with the smart grid. And we're getting tremendous radiation that is harmful. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning the American people as they're doing it with so many of our food substances and water fluoridation, and spraying in the air and the contrails. They're poisoning the water in the air. They're poisoning certainly our food. So many of the medicines that are being put out by the pharmaceuticals are poisonous. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, I wanted to give some information where people could read more about the cell phones. There's an excellent book out called Cell Phone Telephone Russian Roulette, Cellular Telephone Russian Roulette by Robert Kane, K-A-N-E. And one of the interesting notes in that book on page 138 discusses the IEEE, which is the Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers, and how they are representing and allowing higher safety levels that are dangerous in the United States. In other words, the safety levels that they say are safe are 280 times higher allowed in the United States than, for example, in Russia. So it's very important to understand that the very agencies that everyone believes protects us, the EPA, FDA, IEEE, the Department of Defense, the Department of Energy, they are all putting forth the globalist agenda for depopulation, sadly. And this leads us into this NASA future warfare document. And Dr. Stan, you were talking about all of the ways in which we are being poisoned. And in this NASA document that was presented as a PowerPoint in July of 2001 by Dennis M. Bushnell, he's the chief scientist from the NASA Langley Research Center. And the title reads exactly, Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare, Circa 2025. Now, most people would look at that and think, oh, this is in the future. But when you look at what it says as you open the page, it says every single thing in this, it says this presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technologies. And in parentheses, it says no pixie dust. And the theme of this, Dr. Stan, is robots, cyborgs, and reducing humans.
And basically, this is available on your website, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's on stopthecrime.net, and I urge everybody to take a look at this. It's 114 pages in length, and you will see how we are being suppressed and held back from our greater destiny. That is what the predators are doing to us. This is a predatory takeover arm. And the arms of this predatory takeover are on page 3. And you will see the various agencies that are involved in this. And it is no less than the CIA, the FBI, DARPA, the Southern Command, the U.S. Navy, and the Australian Department of Defense. You can look on page 3 for yourself and look at all of the agencies that are involved in this particular NASA document. And what they discuss in this document is literally on page 8, and I found this to be rather shocking because, of course, NASA is representative of the idea of global warming, which we know is a fraud. And they say on page 8, Spaceship Earth, the crew are plundering the ship's supplies, tinkering with the temperature and life support controls, still looking for the instruction manual, engaging in bloody skirmishes in every corner of the vessel, increasing the size of the crew by 2 million per week. They say that humans have vastly taken over and shortened evolution of the planet. We've caused global warming, pollution, deforestation. They talk about modifying the human species. They talk about mind children, which is artificial life and transhumanism. And they mention that they will be redirecting our evolution by cross-species molecular breeding. And this is a freak show. This is absolutely a freak show. We know that they've crossbred rabbits with jellyfish, so the rabbits will glow in the dark. We know that. Anyone can look that up. That's already been happening. This document talks about how they will automate everything with robots in the large, and that essentially everything will be done through computers. What is very important to understand is this entire cabal and takeover of us is based on massive data collection and computers. You will read that in all of the documents. The Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars document that we have on our website talks about a silent weapon system operates upon data obtained from a docile public by legal but not always lawful force. And they say when a government is able to impose tax and seize private property without justification, it is an indication that the public is ripe for surrender and is consenting to enslavement and legal encroachment. I can't stress enough that everybody should read this 41-page document, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It is absolutely what they are doing to us, the global elite, the document itself was a 1956 Bilderberg policy, and it is very revealing because it is in their words. They don't mince words. They tell us that war is a balancing system by killing the true creditors, the public, which the elites have taught to exchange true value for inflated currency, and then allowing us to fall back on whatever is left of the resources of nature and regeneration of those resources. Well, right now we know that the resources of nature are under attack, so that there won't be anything left for us to fall back on. They are deforesting us through the overhead geoengineering toxic spraying program. They're contaminating our food and our water supplies, so there will not be anything for us to fall back on. And knowledge is going to forestall this diabolical plot that is fully engineered. It's a complete agenda, and the Silent Weapons document explains this in words you will understand.
I think it's so vitally important for people to understand there is a program underway to eliminate most of the people in the world. If you doubt that this is a program, an intentional, you need to go to Elberton, Georgia, to see the Georgia Guidestones erected by a secret society. And they're called the American Stonehenge. They call for maintaining the world population at less than 500 million in constant balance with nature. And when you understand that they certainly, that they're fluoridating our water, why? Because it decreases the fertility rate, it increases the incidence of cancer. They're certainly putting mercury into our teeth, knowing full well it increases the incidence of cancer and lowers fertility. They're certainly putting mercury into our vaccines. They tell everybody they have to get a flu vaccine. They have mercury in them. Mercury increases the mortality rate, increases the incidence of cancer, decreases fertility. Fertility rates are falling in America dramatically, and they keep saying, we have no idea why. Well, maybe they ought to look and see what aluminum does. Aluminum in our underarm deodorants, aluminum that they're spraying in the atmosphere, aluminum that isn't the jet fuel that makes up our contrails. And what does aluminum do? It increases the incidence of cancer and decreases fertility. They know what they're doing, but they figure this public is too dumb to understand. You need to see this. You need to go to Deborah's website. Deborah, what's your website where they could actually pull down this incredible PowerPoint presentation that was presented by a very high-ranking government official?
Yes, it's www.stopthecrime.net, and you will see a sign. You just push it, and under that PowerPoint presentation, we have some prior radio interviews with you, Dr. Stan, going through some of the acronyms and discussing what those mean. Basically, this document is easy to read, but I also want to comment that we have another website, toxicsky.org, toxicsky.org. I urge everyone to take a look at that site also. You want to listen to the conference entitled Genocide from the Sky. And this goes into a quick sentence about what they're doing with collapsing our property with weaponized weather events and storms. It has recently been brought to our attention that the Wildlands Project map that you can also see on stopthecrime.net, it is a map that will show you how human access is going to be denied in the continental United States, and that 50% of the United States will be restricted for human existence. You will also see why our roads and highways and infrastructure are not being maintained, because roads will not need to provide us access into the large areas that we will soon be denied. It's also very, very important to understand what Dr. Stan has been saying. They are equating human life. All life, they say, human and non-human, has equal value. And they say that resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. Human population must be reduced, and Western civilization must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. Now, this will bring us into the NASA document. Again, they said that there is no pixie dust. Throughout this document, you will see that they demonize the United States. They say that our GDP is not in par with the rest of the world. Our education in science and math, we rank 13th out of 30. Many say we're even less than that. They are talking about the demise of the underclass. They talk about the need to equalize the haves and the have-nots. Essentially, they're taking over everything and creating a slave class, and they will tell you that in the Silent Weapons document. We know that they are collapsing our educational system. They're going to close by 2025 in this NASA document on page 26. They say that upwards of 40% of the private and 15% of public colleges and universities are expected to close due to web-based competition. The reason that they're, again, turning everything into web-based is it's all based on data collection and computers. They don't want us achieving our greater destiny, being in a classroom where we can interact and hear the truth. They're going to be presenting a universal educational system globally to indoctrinate all of us.
Hold that thought, Deborah. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
Freedom, freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning, Deborah Tavares, for talking with me about what's really going on today, not what you're being told by the controlled media. We're told we need a strong defense for America, and if you're patriotic, you want to defend America from the enemies, and so we have suddenly a military budget about $700 billion a year, and then there's another $300 billion a year that they expend on this, that, or the other thing, and we've spent about $1.5 trillion defending America by going over to Iraq and killing about 1 million people because they had weapons of mass destruction. Well, they really didn't have weapons of mass destruction. They weren't a threat to America. It was all a lie, but, oh, well, there were only 1 million people were killed. And then, of course, we have our agents kidnapping people, taking them around the world to be tortured, to confess to things that, well, when you're tortured, you'll confess to anything, won't you? But there's no outcry from our political leaders, no outcry from our religious leaders, our Christian leaders against the effective American policy of torture. Why is there no outcry? Why? Because, of course, if we have to defend America, and we're defending America, we have over 1,000 military bases throughout the world. Are we really defending America with 1,000 military bases throughout the world? Troops stationed in 130 nations, 11,000 troops permanently stationed in England? Gee, are we defending ourselves against the English people? 11,000 troops permanently stationed in Italy? Are we defending ourselves against the Italians and we have over 35,000 permanently stationed in Japan, 25,000 in South Korea, and 40,000 permanently stationed in Germany. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not defending America. It's all about creating a world government, a world empire, using the financial and military power of America to accomplish this. But in the process, of course, they intend to destroy this nation down the line once they no longer need our financial and military base, because these people have an intense hatred of America because we were once a great Christian nation. We're no longer. We are now a pagan nation where, of course, we've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and we've replaced worship of Christ at Christmas to Santa Claus and the reindeer and Rudolph. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing, but they control the media. They control the educational system. Yes, and they've even controlling many of our churches where they've changed the music and the message of the Christian church. And we no longer talk about what's really going on in the world. We talk about certainly a prophecy, and you don't have to worry. Nothing bad is ever going to happen to you because you're a Christian, and you're going to be raptured out of here before anything bad happens. And, well, I hope you're right, but what if you're wrong? Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, absolutely, Dr. Stan. Going back to the NASA document on page 93, it says they will exploit with the CNN syndrome, and CNN is the news outlet. And they say, quote, they will sink carriers via swarm attacks, capture and torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States using binary and biological attacks on critical infrastructure. They will take down critical infrastructure. They will use an EMP, which is an electromagnetic pulse. They will use radiation frequencies against our brains. Serious psychological warfare and collateral damage. They talk about the use of towers to create seizures. And again, we are being cinched up with a wireless dog fencing around the United States. Down all of our major infrastructure on highways, you will pass hundreds and hundreds now of cell phone towers, which they say are giving us the capability for better cell phone coverage. That is not true. Go to stopthecrime.net and take a look at the series of interviews with the scientist Barry Trower, B-A-R-R-Y, Trower, T-R-O-W-E-R, and you will understand what cell phones and frequencies and the towers. Also, you can go to antennasearch.com, print off the antennas and cell phone towers in your area. They are weapons being deployed in your neighborhoods, and you want to know where those are located.
And I think understand that America is not under attack from the wicked communists or from the wicked Nazis or from the wicked terrorists who are, that we are under attack from within by people who have a different agenda and really want to destroy this country and destroy our people. And
that's correct. And in fact, one of the wonderful, horrifying quotes is the former FBI director's warning, which is J. Edgar Hoover. And this is in 1956 that he said, "The individual is handicapped by coming face to face with a conspiracy so monstrous he cannot believe it exists. The American mind simply has not come to the realization of the evil which has been introduced into our midst. It rejects even the assumption that human creatures could espouse a philosophy which must ultimately destroy all that is good and decent." And this leads into page 66 of the NASA document. NASA and all of the contributors to this document are saying, increasingly critical human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large. We are too heavy. We are too tender. Humans are too slow physically and mentally. We require huge costs, and humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. And then the next page is a discussion on robots, and they talk about the tremendous increases in the capability of automatic robots. Everything, they say, will be robotic. And the results of that will be reduced tensions associated with the haves and have-nots and historical religious issues. They are taking away humans and replacing us with robots. They talk about increased individual destructive powers will ensue, and there will be general societal disaffection with the machines. The concern that the NASA document reveals on page 31, it says, "Of particular concern, uncontrolled and uncontrollable self-replication of robots and nano-replicators." So they are concerned about this entire assault upon mankind and civilization getting out of control. And you will see in this document, they have a choo-choo robot. And this is a robot that will eat flesh and plants, and they will let this thing loose in the countryside to sustain itself. And the inventor of this choo-choo robot talked about the fear that mankind should have with this type of robotic engineering. And he said that it prefers meat as opposed to plants because it gets greater energy from meat.
No, Deborah, does it actually say this in this document that you're talking about?
Well,
where are you getting this material?
Yes, on page 35, Dr. Stan, of this NASA document, it refers to the choo-choo flesh plant-eating robot that hunts biodigest.
We'll be back in just a moment here. If you have a question, 1-877-254-7575. 877-254.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Jasper Fries of Greeley reminds listeners child abuse is an everyday occurrence in America. Be vigilant, and if you suspect a child is being abused, don't be afraid to pick up the phone and report what you know. The only hope some of these children have is that the adult community around them recognizes they need help. So if you know someone who needs help, report it today. This message has been from Jasper Fries of Greeley. He's on the air because he cares, wishing everyone a happy holiday season.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And, of course, this document is available. It was a talk that was given by a high government official. And, of course, it's available on Deborah's website. Deborah, how can, again, people get to your website? And, again, our number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question, how can people get to your website?
Dr. Stan, the NASA document that we're talking about this morning can be located on stopthecrime.net. And again, we have other websites that we are running that link from that website, toxicsky.org, refusesmartmeters.com, and toxicdrinkingwater.org, all excellent sites. But getting back to quickly your question about this choo-choo flesh and plant-eating robot that hunts biodigests natural foods to live off the land, that's on page 35 of the NASA document. And when you look at the inventor's quote about this meat-eating robot, you see back in July of 2000, this is shortly before this document was revealed, the NASA document, it says, man is really in danger and being swallowed up by technology after U.S. scientists announced on Wednesday they had designed a robot that runs off of meat, and it's dubbed the Choo Choo Gastro Robot. And the inventor, Wilkinson, jokes about when the robot becomes aware of all of the humans, they'll see a lot of humans running around and try to eat them. Now, I also want to talk about
We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning. Well, I see my tax dollars are being well spent.
Oh, yes, yes. Certainly, we're defending America from the American people. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're paying for our own demise, aren't we?
We are.
It's amazing.
I'd like to tell
the guest about something that I saw a few weeks ago.
Yes.
I live in western Colorado. We are chemtrailed quite often and quite heavily. And a few weeks ago, I saw, if you look directly at the sun, but block it out, like with a telephone pole or something.
Yeah.
I saw what looked like spider webs, a continuous stream of spider webs drifting toward Earth. And they were long, I mean, you know, 20, 30 feet long, and they would get caught on things like the trees and the fence and stuff like that. Do you have any idea what I saw? What is that?
Yes, it's Dino Gel, and it's other experimental cloud seeding and weaponized toxins and technologies, and they use different toxins in different areas at different times. But if you Google Dino Gel, you will see D-Y-N-O Gel. You will learn a little more about that level of poison. But we see it here. In fact, we saw it down at in Santa Cruz, Dr. Stan. You've seen it quite often hanging from trees down there where you are.
And basically, it almost looks like strings of spider webs, things of that sort. And I know people.
Now, just as you're describing.
Right.
But I also.
This is a byproduct of the spraying. They know what they're doing, but they figure we're too dumb to believe this sort of thing because it's too incredible. Anything else from our caller?
Well, just to make sure that I wasn't seeing things, I grabbed a guy and said, now look, and I told him exactly, do the same thing I'm doing, and he saw it too, so it was definitely not my imagination. And I just wonder how many of our Congress people, I mean, they must know this is happening.
They are involved in this. They are, they have turned a blind eye, and they are funding this. Go to ToxicSky.org. We have flyers you can print off. We are using every space on our vehicles to advise and let people know what is going on. The media will not tell us, and our elected officials will not protect us. It is up to all of us to get the word out. You are not seeing things. So go to ToxicSky.org, look at some of that information. What we're doing is we have magnetic signs on all sides of our vehicles with many different websites, big, so people can see them when they're passing us on the freeways or when we pull into parking lots. And I can tell you, we're getting thumbs up everywhere we're going. We've got a dozen plus cars now here in Northern California that are doing this. And we keep flyers in our cars off of each and every website we have. You can download flyers. And right now, education is the only thing that's going to save us all, because we are absolutely being subdued by lack of knowledge. And we must diffuse that, because the newspapers, our elected officials, will not. This wouldn't be happening if our elected officials were out there to help us, and they are not. And when you look at page 43 of the NASA document, here's another example of the aerosol program. It says microdust weaponry, a mechanical analog to bioweapons, a micron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs. Dust mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They say this is an entirely new class of weaponry, and this is legal. And they talk about using aerosols. It will infiltrate deeply buried locations and other such targets. You can't make this stuff up. What you believe to be true is, and it's so far out that it is hard to wrap our minds around this monstrous conspiracy.
So I think some of our congressmen know, most of them don't, but they find it impossible to believe, just like most people say, this couldn't be true. Well, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately it is, and you've got to get the documentation, go to Deborah's website, pull down this NASA document, read it. If you can't, we can reproduce it for you, but we have to charge you for it. We'd much rather you got it off the website and have this information and start talking about it. The one thing these people fear is exposure. They are subversive. They should be arrested and tried for murder, because they've already killed millions of people. God bless you, Deborah. Thanks very much. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stan.
Freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. Before you are with me, 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 before you are with me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Gentlemen, it's very hard for the average individual to believe a lot of the things that you heard this morning. So go to Deborah's website and pull the things down. I mean, it was very hard for me, it took me several years, to really believe that it could be people at the highest levels of our government who are responsible for the murder of almost 3,000 Americans on September 11th. This was not a terrorist attack. The terrorists were simply a front to actually cover for the controlled demolition of the Twin Towers and Building Number 7. You need to watch Building 7 come down. You can see it on my website, RadioLiberty.com, under other videos on the web. Watch Building 7 come down half a dozen times. See how the center of the roof caves in first. Then the base of the building is imploded, and it's controlled demolition. Building 7 was a controlled demolition, and then watch the Twin Towers come down and see how the top stories, which supposedly are compressing the rest, simply dissolve as you watch them. They kill those people. Well, why should we be surprised? I mean, basically, and they've killed 53 million American children, aborted them. Over in China, they've killed 400 million. Who financed it? International Planned Parenthood. Who finances International Planned Parenthood? Why, ladies and gentlemen, you do. Same thing in India. They've killed about 400 million unborn children. And then how many children have been they've prevented from being born with contraceptives and sterilization? My estimate, 3 or 4 billion people. And largely financed with your tax money. This whole program is financed from America by very evil and wicked people who worship a different God. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to read it. We are trying to reprint the book, and certainly if you'd like to buy a case of the books at less than $3 a copy, you can get a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, 64 copies for $150 plus shipping. And if you're interested in doing that and you can sell the books, you can give them away. But the most efficient means of informing people about what's going on, I believe, is my book. And if they'll read it, they'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do hope that if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us maintain our network of about 50 stations, and as you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. We have actually 4 networks, 3 during the week and a weekend network. It's all expensive. It has to be paid for, and we have to raise the funds. If you can help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. You certainly would want to get my talk, recent talk on the Agenda 21, the covert plan, my talk on population control, the covert agenda, the separate DVDs. You'll want to get Ambassador Henry Cooper's DVD. It's now available, and of course, and it comes with a monograph from the Heritage Foundation. It's on the danger of an EMP attack. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack, where he openly says, and this is a man well known and respected in Washington, D.C., he's a personal friend of mine, that within 6 to 12 months after an EMP attack, as many as 90% of the American population would die. And the Congress was so concerned about the threat, they almost unanimously, the vast majority of the Democrats and Republicans, voted to appropriate $5 to $6 billion to prevent this from happening. And nothing has been done. I wonder why, and I wonder why most people never talk about this real threat. Well, until now, at the same time, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. We hold these truths